Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at this evening's headlines. A Donegal TD says Micheál Martin should table a motion of confidence in himself as Fianna Fáil leader. A teenager arrested in connection with a fatal crash in Cardonna on July 2nd last has been released without charge, pending a file to the DPP. Two Donegal politicians clashed on today's 9 till noon show on the topic of defective concrete blocks, and Northern Ireland Secretary of State says the government will take time to fully consider a Supreme Court judgment made today, including how it impacts on the request to reveal the identity of Steak Knife. The story and more coming up, and Mark Gallagher will be here with a full sports update at 5:15. But first, a Donegal TD says Micheál Martin should table a motion of confidence in himself as Fianna Fáil leader. The Taoiseach survived a fiery parliamentary party meeting last night over a review into the failed presidential campaign. Several Fianna Fáil members have come out and publicly backed their leader today. However, on today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher told Greg Hughes there are outstanding issues which need answered.
I did say at the meeting last night that this was not the end of this, that we can't draw a line in the sand and move on when the decision taken by them has cost the party 400,000. And furthermore, had Jim Gavin got 12.5%, we would have recouped 250,000. And the Taoiseach also said that he wouldn't be advocating for any individual at the party meeting some weeks ago, and within 2 days he was advocating for the Fine Gael candidate. And that there changed the whole dynamic. A lot of people who wanted to vote in accordance with the Taoiseach's wishes voted. And I believe if he hadn't interfered, if he hadn't advocated, that we would have got the 12.5% for Jim Gavin and would have recouped that. Now, it's not the end, I believe, but we will have discussions amongst members of the parliamentary party in the new year. And by that I meant it's not the end of it. We'll have to decide then what recommendations we might make.
And if it hasn't been clear, made clear at this time, do you not believe that Micheál Martin is the man to lead Fianna Fáil?
Let's put it this way: if Micheál Martin is so confident that he should do that, then there's the other way that Micheál Martin should possibly put down a vote of confidence in himself, and then that would decide the matter one way or the other.
Meanwhile, today the Taoiseach revealed he knew about a possible rental dispute involving the former Dublin GAA manager before he asked TDs to back him as the party's candidate for the presidential election. Jim Gavin always denied there was an issue with a past tenant, which derailed his campaign.
I think this is something he might have buried in his own head, whatever. And I think he said that in his statement afterwards when he pulled out of the race. But many of the officials who would have spoken to him about this, he was very clear and adamant that there was no issue. In fact, in a later one, he said he never had a journalist as a tenant.
A teenager arrested in connection with a fatal crash in Cardonna on July 2nd last has been released without charge, pending a file to the DPP. The crash claimed the lives of six-year-old Ella McLaughlin and her mother, Natalie. As part of what they say is an ongoing investigation, Gardaí say a male in his late teens was arrested on Saturday last and detained for a time under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Donegal Senator Niall Blaney has defended his Shannon claim that spoof is being spun about the severity of the defective concrete crisis. On today's 9 till noon show, he said real progress is being made in Donegal, but in many cases it's not being recognised.
So over 3,500 now have indicated in relation to taking part in the scheme. There's over 800 that have been given a grant allocation. There's over 500 houses in Donegal currently under construction. There's a job for us all now, Greg, to get behind this, because there are many new contractors in Donegal starting up, and many people now want to rebuild their houses. And there are lots of good stories, but there's something about it that we're afraid to let a good story out.
Responding Deputy Charles Ward said the scheme isn't working, and that remains the bottom line.
Regarding the 3,000 applicants, well, I can safely tell you that I'm one of them 3,000, and I've been in the scheme since 2020, and I can't avail of it because of the engineering decision is the wrong decision for my house. And what Niall needs to remember is words are very important, and people look for hope, and people look to people who are elected to provide them with hope. And the time for calling spoofers and all this is gone. This scheme has failed on two occasions, and it will fail again.
Northern Ireland Secretary of State says the government will take time to fully consider a Supreme Court judgment made today, including how it impacts on a request to reveal the identity of Stakeknife. The agent was the British Army's top spy in the IRA during the Troubles. Tara Griffiths reports.
Hilary Benn had previously cited the pending Thompson judgment as the reason for not consenting to the final Operation Canova report to name Stakeknife when it was published last week. A Supreme Court ruling on the Thompson case today blocked a coroner's decision to disclose certain sensitive material on the Troubles death of West Belfast man Paul Thompson, and said the responsibility lies with the Secretary of State over assessing risks to national security. The PSNI also says it'll take time to study the judgment and carefully consider its implications.
The Crossroads and Killigordon Enterprise Centre, along with the Swilly Mulroy Community Development Project Society, have been added to the Community Services Programme. From January 1st, both centres will receive funding for posts within their organisations. This ranges from €1,260 per year in the high-funded category to €400 per year for the CSP-supported manager positions. Councillor Patrick McGowan is a founding director of the Cake Centre in Killigordon. He says that until now, the centre has relied on volunteers.
We got the opportunity to put on an application about 3-4 years ago, and obviously we've been waiting and waiting, seeing other deserving community groups actually been taken on board in this programme while we had to wait, and now we're told now we're included next year. So absolutely delighted. Like, it's just reward for a lot of hard work for all these volunteers over, and just pay tribute to all of my colleagues, all the new and past directors of CAIC. They've all done so much, you know, and a lot of people in the community just wouldn't even begin to realise the amount of work that those take to run this. But I know all the community groups in the county will very much appreciate what it takes to run something like this.
Senior officials on Donegal County Council are being urged to direct more efforts to finding for active travel and safe routes to school projects for smaller towns, particularly in North Inishowen. The call has come from Councillor Martin McDermott Cahirlock of the Inishowen Municipal District. He says there's an imbalance towards smaller towns that needs to be addressed.
When we discuss active travel, we seem to have gone as a council just to discuss active travel for the bigger towns, the likes of Letterkenny or Buncrana or towns like that. And we've sort of went away from looking at the smaller towns. And a lot of our smaller towns need that infrastructure. They need that safety measures. And I mean, Ballyliffin is a particular good example of that. We have a very busy village with three hotels. Very, very busy summertime where you have a lot of visitors, and we have a road running straight through the middle of the village, a pretty straight road that traffic has the capabilities of going way over the speed limits. And we now are looking, and we've been looking for quite some time, to get safety measures within that town.
We know there's a huge discussion taking place in Letterkenny at the moment about some of the active travel programmes that are underway there, with calls for them to be deferred, if not completely postponed. I mean, I'm sure people like yourself in North Inishowen looking at Ballyliffin are thinking, hang on a sec, I mean, if you don't want the money, we'll take it.
Yeah, well, I think that money has been allocated to Letterkenny, and I think it's been very clearly stated on many an occasion. We as a party have been very strong, very clear in that we didn't think it was the right thing to do. It wasn't the right timing to do it, and I think that's been proven to be right. But for these smaller rural towns and villages, a small percentage of that money could make a massive, massive difference to them. And I think that's where we need to start looking. I think, as I said, the senior management in Donegal County Council need to start looking outside the box here and looking at the rural parts as well as the bigger towns and making sure that everybody gets an equal piece of the pie. And I think at the moment that's not happening.
Members of Donegal County Council, Letterkenny Chamber and other stakeholders have met with local Gardaí concerning patrols over the next week. It is set to be one of the busiest weeks of the year for retail. Gardaí also pledged more visibility on the roads to help with traffic flow in the coming days and over the coming weekend. Letterkenny Chamber President Jimmy Stafford says cooperation is vital at all levels.
We welcome the meeting today between the Gardaí and the council and the other representatives, and it's great to see the collaboration across all areas, working with businesses. We're heading into the busiest period of the year from a shopping and retail perspective. So look, we we urge everybody to follow the advice of the Gardaí, to use all the available car parks in Letterkenny, and just to have patience as well, as it will be extremely busy over the next few days. And aligned with that, I suppose, we have a late night shopping starting today for the next week and a bit, so it's a great time to come into Letterkenny and shop around.
Do you hope higher visibility patrols will help curb antisocial behaviour as more people are going out engaging in the nighttime economy?
Yeah, look, we welcome the increased Garda presence both at daytime and nighttime. It does help both with traffic flow and, I suppose, where antisocial behaviour might be occurring, where the visibility, where people see Gardaí, it does stop that bit of antisocial behaviour. But follow the advice of the Gardaí is our advice over the next week or so.
The Lockshore Road in Beleek near the South Donegal border remained closed following a serious road traffic collision today. PSNI in Fermanagh advised that border crossing HGV traffic particularly should note that the road is impassable. People are advised to travel via the Boa Island Road. The EU presidency next year will bring the largest security operation in the history of the state. That's according to defence analyst Declan Power, as Gardaí invest in simulation technology to train senior officers in responding to major security incidents. Questions were asked of Ireland's preparedness recently with the presence of unknown drones flying during the visit of Ukraine's president. Declan Power says the operation will be unlike anything the country has ever dealt with.
There will be a massive level of liaison and communications management with the various services responsible for the security of their heads of state, some paramilitary police, some military or intelligence, with regards to the security operation during the time these people are in situ or when they're coming in and leaving.
Efforts to find the remains of Columba McVeigh will continue, according to the lead investigator of the case. The 19-year-old is one of the so-called disappeared and was abducted and killed by the IRA in 1975. A search to find his remains on Bragan Bog in County Monaghan has ended unsuccessfully. Eamon Henry says that doesn't mean the work to find anything will stop.
But we're looking for specific information in relation to identifying a location as to where he's buried. And also, because we've searched 26 acres and we haven't found him, we're trying to examine all information and narrow down, because I don't think we need to go into another area and then dig another 26 acres to try and find them.
It is 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 16 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio, and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's Kieran Thompson is targeting a return to action in late spring or early summer as he continues his recovery from injury. The Niamh Conlon had to leave the field of play just 20 minutes into the All-Ireland final defeat to Kerry back in July. Thompson has been telling Michael McMullen his recovery is on track and he's feeling positive on how it's going.
Definitely wasn't ideal. Only getting to play about 20 minutes in the All-Ireland final was hard to take. But I took a few weeks after that and just got it sorted then at the end of August. So I'm kind of coming up to about 4 months. Everything's going well. So moving on the right track and just a few targets hitting out over the next few months and hopefully be back around spring, summertime.
Donegal opened their Dr. McKenna Cup campaign with a game against Derry on the 4th of January in Letterkenny. Moving on to soccer, Lizzie Kent has been appointed as the FAI's new head of women and girls football. Having previously been involved as a coach with Wexford, Kent has also served as part of the Ireland's women's under-19 management team in the past. She was also in charge of the Wexford Gaelic footballers for a period. Elsewhere, it's been released today that the FAI would earn at least €8.8 million if the Republic of Ireland qualify for the 2026 World Cup. An overall prize pot of €619 million has been announced for next summer's tournament in the USA, Canada and Mexico. Wilfred Nancy says he has nothing to prove as Celtic manager as he bids for his first win tonight. The Frenchman takes his side to Tannadice for a meeting with Dundee United in the Scottish Premiership. Nancy has lost all three of his matches so far but insists patience will be required.
I want to do my best and after that it's about time. So what I say, I don't have to prove anything to anybody, is because the only thing that I have to prove is to be good with my players on the pitch, to help them to have good performance and to win games.
Keith Andrews will look to guide his Brentford side into the semi-finals of the English League Cup tonight. The Bees go away to Manchester City with kick-off at 7:30. There's an 8:15 start at St James's Park, where last season's winners Newcastle play Fulham. Newcastle manager Eddie Howe hopes a positive result can help lift the mood after Sunday's derby defeat to Sunderland.
If we think it's going to be easy and we think it's anything other than a very, very tough game, I mean, we've played Fulham already, we know their strengths, and that this will be a good challenge for us to recover from and to see where we are mentally.
In darts, there's no afternoon session at the PDC World Championship today, but there are four matches down for decision tonight. Five-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld is among those in action as he plays Stefan Belmont. James Wade will also be on the hockey for a meeting with Japan's Ryusei Asamoto. In boxing, Jude Gallagher will fight in the Ulster Elite Final at the Girdwood Community Hub tomorrow night. The Two Castles boxer will face Jordan O'Donnell of St George's in the 60kg final in Belfast. The Tyrone native had a comfortable 5-0 win over Dylan Eagleson of North down in last night's semi-finals. Finally for now, in tennis, six-time major winner Carlos Alcaraz has split with his coach Juan Carlos Ferrero. The 22-year-old has worked with his fellow Spaniard since he was a teenager. The shock announcement was made today, but neither Alcaraz nor Ferrero have given a reason for the split. That's all your sport for today. We're back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Ryan.
Thank you, Mark. A warning is being issued by the family of a man who died from carbon monoxide poisoning in the run-up to his daughter's wedding. Glenties farmer and county representative Michael Harkin said his brother John, who lived in London, was staying at the family home in Dunfanaghy during a visit to Donegal. Before his arrival, relatives had lit the fire to warm the house. However, a crow's nest had blocked the ventilation, allowing for the odourless gas to build up and tragically cause John's death. Michael is urging people to ensure their chimneys are cleared and to install carbon monoxide alarms.
My brother had just come home from a wedding. The house was lying empty for a while, so the range wasn't working. It was an oil range, and it got oil in and got the range going. And they knew my son and other nephews had run with him the night before, and they knew there was a bit of fumes off the range, but it wasn't going for a while. They thought, just didn't think nothing of it. But I went to bed. The house was really cold. It was October time, like, and the house was cold. And I went to bed early, and I must have got up then and put on the range. And my niece went in the next day, and she just got him lying on the floor on his way into the bedroom again.
And he had succumbed to carbon monoxide fumes. Yeah. So you are using your loss to try and get the message out there to people. Talk to me about the message you want to get across, Michael.
For people to install carbon monoxide alarms, or even for the council to help them, and you know, older people and vulnerable people to help them and to make sure they have carbon monoxide alarms installed. For this can happen with any fuel; it doesn't have to be oil. You know, then that the carbon monoxide would give them a warning if there was fumes.
The Attorney General has informed the High Court he will not initiate criminal contempt proceedings at this time against Enoch Burke. After careful consideration, Rossa Fanning says he will also not pursue similar proceedings against his mother, Martina, sister, Amy, and brother, Isaac. Court's correspondent Frank Greeny reports.
In relation to the Burkes, Mr Justice Brian Cregan has repeatedly expressed concern at persistent disruptions in his courtroom. As a result, he asked the Attorney General, Rossa Fanning, to consider whether criminal contempt of court proceedings should be brought. Mr Fanning has decided not to. Enoch Burke is already in prison for civil contempt, so he decided that criminal proceedings against him would serve no practical purpose. And in relation to Martina, Amy and Isaac Burke, he drew a distinction between behaviour driven by heightened emotion and the high threshold required to prove criminal contempt beyond a reasonable doubt. Mr Justice Cregan will now consider whether to initiate criminal contempt proceedings himself.
Airnact has announced the approval of its ninth project within 12 months. The funding has been allocated for the Include project under the InterEG Northern Periphery and Arctic programme. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
This latest approval brings total project funding secured by Airnact during 2025 to €25.1 million, with €9 million being invested directly in the Northwest City region. The funding will support digital innovation-led development, strengthen cross-border and inter-regional collaboration, and deliver tangible benefits for communities across the region. The Include project arises from a competitive NPA clustering call and will see Airnact as lead partner of the Mindset project, working with partner organisations to address shared territorial challenges. These include skill gaps, low engagement among young people and minority groups, climate adaptation needs, and the development of resilient place-based economies. Urnacht currently leads the Human Mindset and Peace Air projects and will also work closely with the Derry City and Strabane District Council on the Smart Villages Network project, further strengthening cooperation across the Northwest and beyond.
Five reviews into the care of women and their babies at Portan An Cúla Hospital are ongoing. The head of the HSE has told an Oireachtas committee these are expected to be completed before the end of March. Seven reviews have been completed and the recommendations have been shared with families. HSE CEO Bernard Gloucester outlines a situation which has been reviewed.
Throughout 2024, five babies were referred for therapeutic hypothermia to treat neonatal hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. This represents a rate for Port An Cúla of 3.82 in 1,000 births, considerably above the national rate of 1.24 per 1,000 births.
The government is updating the income thresholds for the National Childcare Scheme for the next school year. From autumn 2026, the lower threshold will be increased to €34,000 and the upper threshold will be increased to €68,000. This is the first of a number of steps being taken to achieve a maximum childcare cost of €200 a month within the lifetime of the coalition. Children's Minister Norma Foley says she's confident they'll get there.
It will take us a lifetime of government to achieve. And I've always been very clear, it is not just the affordability aspect. In tangent with that, we have to ensure that there are additional places made available. So it would be no point in having affordable childcare if we didn't have the places available and if we didn't have the staff available to do the work. So it's a triangular approach and we're working on all three in tandem.
The chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers is criticising the plan, saying the group is being ignored. Elaine Dunn says the industry is struggling.
We're happy for the parents to get whatever they need. But unfortunately for us, for a lot of us that are stuck in historical fee freezes, we're being forced to pull out of core funding to put up our fees. Like if you have a little corner shop, you can put up your prices and then that absorbs your costs. But for us, a lot of us are stuck in 2016, 2017 fee freezes.
And in the weather, a cloudy and blustery night with fresh southwesterly winds. Showers will stream in during the evening, then slowly clearing overnight. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees. Wet and unsettled tomorrow with overcast skies and rain through the morning and afternoon. The rain will gradually clear by evening, followed by scattered showers in a brisk westerly breeze. Highest temperatures of 7 to 11 degrees. A look back at today's main stories. A Donegal TD says Micheál Martin should table a motion of confidence in himself as Fianna Fáil leader. The Taoiseach survived a fiery parliamentary party meeting last night over a review into the failed presidential campaign. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher told Greg Hughes there are outstanding issues which need answered. A teenager arrested in connection with a fatal road crash in Carndonagh on July 2nd last has been released without charge, pending a file to the DPP. The crash claimed the lives of 6-year-old Ella McLaughlin and her mother Natalie. As part of what they say is an ongoing investigation, Gardaí say a male in his teens was arrested on Saturday last and detained for a time under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Two politicians clashed on today's 9 till noon show concerning defective concrete. Senator Niall Blaney said real progress is being made in Donegal, but in many cases it's not being recognised, while Deputy Charles Ward responded saying the scheme isn't working and that remains the bottom line. And Northern Ireland's Secretary of State says the government will take time to fully consider a Supreme Court judgment made today, including how it impacts a request to reveal the identity of Steak Knife. The agent was the British Army's top spy in the IRA during the Troubles. That is all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 17th of December. The death has taken place of Louise Sheridan, née Dehan, 30 Lisowen Avenue, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her parents' home at 30 Lisowen Avenue from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The church service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Angela Callaghan, née Porter, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral tomorrow morning in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Grace Anne O'Doherty, née Ferry, Greenhill, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, private to family and close friends, please. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Michael Dunn, Illustrin, Letterkenny. Michael's remains will repose at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family only, please, tomorrow morning before the funeral. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.